Albany County legislator Sam Fine is looking to unseat incumbent John McDonald in the Democratic primary to represent the 108th District in the New York State Assembly. The two recently debated ahead of June 23rd's election. Fine, who just turned 30, grew up in Massachusetts and moved to the Capital Region in 2008. The 2012 Union College grad was elected to the Albany County Legislature in 2015 and is now serving a second four-year term.
I'm running for Assembly because I'm tired of the go-along-to-get-along politics that we see too much of, and because I believe that we need proactive leaders who champion the issues that impact people throughout our communities.
McDonald says he's confident voters will stick with him. A former Cohoes mayor, he will be going for a fifth term in the 108th District, which includes parts of Albany, Rensselaer, and Saratoga counties. He says he'll run on his record, which includes support for education, affordable housing, blight removal, and climate change.
I do my homework. I make sure I understand the issues. I'm not always a yes vote. There's many times I've broken with leadership because at the end of the day, I'm here to represent the interests of all of our constituents.
The candidates answered questions from the public submitted to the League of Women Voters. Both said they support a state-sponsored universal health care plan and campaign finance reform legislation for state-elected offices. Asked about introducing legislation to help renters and homeowners during pandemic recovery, Fine said he would call for real relief for people who are struggling.
Based on the situation they're in now, and the funding can't be limited because then people will be denied and they'll go on a wait list. And we have the funding to do this. We just have to have the courage to tax the wealthiest people in this state.
McDonald says lawmakers have already appropriated $100 million of federal money that came to the state to help both tenants and landlords.
When I say landlords, I'm talking about small landlords, not the corporate giants, but the average person owns a two or three family in the South End. And to be honest with you, I wish we had more resources to do it.
On voting reform, Fine and McDonald both said they would support a constitutional amendment that would allow voters to obtain a no-excuse absentee ballot.
We've really been behind for years on accessibility to voting in New York State. And I'm very happy that we've made some big strides in the last few years, but there's a lot more that we can do.
I've supported that legislation in the Assembly. It's something we'll bring up again in our next session to bring it to the people to make that decision.
Asked what they would do to address environmental issues impacting low-income residents in places like Cohoes in the shadow of the Norlite plant, the Dunn Dump in Rensselaer, and Albany's South End impacted by heavy truck and rail pollution. Both candidates lauded efforts and leadership stands they've already taken when it comes to pollution problems. As businesses and residents struggle to recover in the aftermath of the George Floyd protests and the coronavirus pandemic, McDonald says lawmakers routinely work with local governments to address these issues.
Legislation that Pat Fahey and I worked on together to bring LEED money to the city of Albany to help them to help residents who are struggling with mental health and behavioral health issues are not becoming arrested, but are getting support and treatment. We need to find more programs like that.
Fine says we have to put more money into our communities.
People are protesting because of an unjust system that has left so many communities neglected for so long, so many people living in poverty and without opportunities. And if we want to address that, we're going to have to invest in Black and brown communities throughout the state, and especially throughout the 108th district.
The primary is June 23rd. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.